Slavery is foundational to the systemic racism and oppression Canadians of African descent have experienced for decades and continue to experience in Nova Scotia and Canada to this day. To address that legacy, working with African Canadians and African Nova Scotians in particular, we have to acknowledge its existence and its roots in slavery in and beyond Nova Scotia. Our scholarly inquiry is not an endpoint, and it is certainly not an end in itself. Instead, it is part of the continuing and sustained conversation we need to have with people of African descent about how we make King's a university for them and a university that makes a valuable contribution to their communities. We have endeavored to live up to this statement of intent through our growing partnership with the Center, the work we have done with the Prep Academy, our continuing relationship with the Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute, and our collaboration with Dalhousie colleagues. My colleague Karen will speak to the actions that have been taken and are underway at King's in more detail. I will simply say that in the past year, our actions have culminated with the creation of the African Nova Scotian Journalism Initiative, under which a defined number of African Nova Scotian students per year are admitted to study journalism at King's free of tuition and academic fees. And those the students who are the members of the first cohort of that program are here tonight with their families, which is truly wonderful. Our efforts have also culminated with a range of other initiatives following Prep Academy recommendations to create community and support for African Nova Scotian and Black students at King's. These and other measures begin to address King's accountability for the ways it was financed from enslavement and perpetuated the legacies of enslavement into the present era. They acknowledge and seek to begin rectifying the failure of King's over many decades to create spaces where African Nova Scotian and Black students, faculty, and staff could feel seen, welcomed, and valued, or to provide educational or professional opportunities for the members of African Nova Scotian and Black communities. These measures do not, however, replace the need for a formal expression of the continuing accountability of King's. Tonight's gathering creates space for that expression of accountability, both to link our actions and commitments to that accountability and to ensure that King's commitment to addressing anti-Black racism not only continues but grows and deepens. Therefore, as president of the University of King's College, I acknowledge with humility the harm caused by our institution's historical connections to slavery, anti-Black racism, and racial inequity. I recognize that King's has benefited from the enslavement of Black people and contributed to systems that dehumanized Black people and excluded African Nova Scotian and Black communities from full participation and belonging in higher education and the opportunities higher education makes possible. For this, we are deeply sorry. We are deeply committed to taking responsibility for our history through actions that contribute to reparative justice for the descendants of those enslaved and those harmed by the legacies of slavery, including segregation and ongoing exclusion. We are deeply committed to the practices of listening, learning, investing, building trust, and being guided in our continuing work to address anti-Black racism through partnerships and collaborations with African Nova Scotian and Black organizations and communities, including the Black Cultural Center for Nova Scotia, the Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute, and the Prep Academy. To represent King's commitment to putting this apology into continuing action, I look forward to signing with my colleagues from the Center, the Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute, and the Prep Academy, the North Star Statement for guiding the continuing work at King's in becoming the university it has promised to become, that was recommended by the Prep Academy and has been developed over recent months with the African Nova Scotian Advisory Committee to the King's BCCNS Partnership.